Blog Talk Radio.
Let me be a ball of light, holding light, no rock with me. I'm letting go of light, filling my heart with delight, no weight on me. Letting go of rock, I don't need to carry in my bowl of light. Let me carry and hold light and light. Hi there, I'm Rama Malone. I'm a singing story artist. I'm always making up and singing songs, I would say, a lot during the daytime. I don't even record them anymore that often as I go along. Trying to remember them because they're always changing. It's like I'm singing to the world around me. And today I am singing to the changes that come over time and honoring and loving the earth. I'm going to read my poetry. I used to live in Topanga, California, Topanga Canyon. And it's funny, my old landlady from 94, when I lived in her house, an apartment under her house in Topanga near Old Topanga Canyon State Park, she just contacted me. She's 96 now. Her daughter, she wanted to know if I was still doing my art. I said, yes, but my directions are always changing, and they have, from like sculpture and painting. And now I'm going to share my poetry. And a little bit of the story is I used to go walking in Topanga Canyon, Old Topanga Canyon State Park, and I would walk up to the top of the ridge of the Santa Monica Mountain, either early in the morning or at sunset, for years. And I did this, and I started, it's where my poetry started waking up. I kept a little pocket notebook in my pocket and a little pen, and I would write poems as they just as they dropped in, I would catch them. And I'm sitting outside to honor nature, so the wind is blowing, chirps, birds are chirping sometimes, and occasionally rumbly cars go by, and we'll see if we have anything more drastic than that. But it's so nice to be out with all of you today. In the sunlight, under a tree, butterflies are flying around me. And it's 9/11, and I think in 11 years ago, the Twin Towers got bombed. And I lived in Ireland at the time. I was teaching a class in a Gaelic-speaking school in County Wicklow. My very first class we met was 9/11, and we were all heart-stricken. And so the art became War and Peace. And then, you know, the worst thing you could possibly imagine and the best thing you could possibly imagine, what would you, if you could keep anything that was most precious to you, what would you keep and what would you protect? And that was the peace part. And, of course, the war had lots of, you know, planes dropping bombs and things, and this was such a time that, you know, it's so amazing that wars still continue, and yet they pass over time. They never seem to last that long beyond years, which is a long time to us, but, you know, over time they fade into significance because the magnificence of nature is always with us, and that's what these poems celebrate. So I will stop talking and I will start reading my poems that I wrote on my walk in Topanga Canyon. And so here I go. I dedicate these poems to the one who whispers them to me and to myself for listening. Lizard Rock, and the poems from Lizard Rock are named after an old Topanga Canyon Park, State Park, was a magnificent outcropping of limestone or red sandstone that went up 40 feet high and 80 feet long. And it looked to me at the top as if it was a reclining woman with the head of a lizard. And so I subsequently did sculptures of that and became a reclining woman who was trying to wake up. And it really reflects a trying to wake up time that I was in then and that I'm in now, and I think so many of us are. So this was written in late summer 1991, this next little series. The air is thick with the scent of honeysuckle. The sun is setting over the hill on this warm summer's night. Flowers all around me, bowed and dying in the summer's heat, are setting seeds. Poem fragments from a younger time. Let beauty unfurl itself as it will, petals open wide, to catch the midday sun, dying, drying, falling, down to feed the dreaming earth. Grasses are drying, flowers withering, and turning gold and brown. The time of seeds, and setting seeds, and gathering seeds, and popping seeds has begun. The earth is dry and thick with soft and hard and red and gold and brown dry dust. It fills the air covering the seeds. The seeds are bursting out of the dry and withering plants onto the dry and dusty and waiting earth. The last golden glow of sunset on the hill above me, a tiny crescent moon in the pale sky, neither night nor day. The birds and the crickets are singing of this moment, the time of seeds. I cannot focus on everything. Let me pay attention to what I love best. I stand next to the entrance of the cave. I lean all the length of my back against the rock, still holding the warmth of the recently departed sun. I take strength from its hardness and twirl round and round in the thick bed of dust before the cave, and then again lean against the rock wall. The resurrection fern is all dry now. It looks like a black, green, slow river oozing on the surface of the red rocks with golden yellow grasses poking up in tufts throughout it. Last night, I laid out under a black sky. A fine mist covered my face for hours. The fine mist became fine rain and drove me indoors with my wet wool blankets. This morning, I went for a walk. The air full of fine mist bedewed my face. Oh, Davy, there is a dark pool beneath you where the water is deep and still. High above me, your dark red mouth smiles and spills down on me a sweetness. All the crickets are singing and all the frogs are croaking to sing me to the end of day. I'm just going to add my footnote here. It says Lizard Davy, and Davy is a word from India. It means goddess. So there is an 80-foot rock near my home that looks like an ancient reclining reptilian woman. I call this my lizard goddess or lizard rock. Davy means goddess. I have been told there is a strong vortex of earth energy in the creek bed passing just in front of it. I write many of my poems in this place. And the creek bed is often dry except for seasonal winter rains when it can sometimes flood and cause great havoc. Is in love with my refrigerator. I catch him trying to creep under the door to get close to the motor. It sings outside my door, begging to come in and chirp with the hum of the refrigerator and nestle in the motor all night long. If he does this, I will never get any sleep. And outside, the mockingbirds sing 100 songs all night long. Oh, to wear a nightgown that has been on the lawn, filled with sunlight and wind all day long. Flies buzz around my face in the dry stream bed. They think I am a tender morsel, and perhaps I am, but that does not keep me from swatting them away. Eyes flashing through the trees, at the sun flashing through the trees. Small perks of light into my eyes. In this way, I feed my soul. So I went to visit Yosemite in mid-September of 1991. I knew someone who worked in the park, and I stayed with their family most of that week. I'd get a ride in and a ride out. I would walk about 8 miles a day. By the end of the week, I was walking 16 miles a day up and down into the mountains. So here are the Yosemite poems. All is not well in paradise. The trees are sick and dying from lack of water, and they all have root fungus. It makes me sick to see them and sad. I drew strength from their strength. And now they grow weaker. They are still so magical. I can't understand why people want to climb straight up a sheer rock wall. I would much rather pad along a soft, padded needle path under a shady tree canopy. A soft wind is blowing over my face. Is all of life dying? Yes, dying and being reborn. I am learning to take comfort in things that change. The wind is whispering to me, and the light is reflecting on the underside of the bridge. Ripples of water, casting ripples of light on the stone underside of the bridge. Things that glow in the dark. Mushrooms. Soldiers used to cover them so they wouldn't glow to enemy eyes, hiding in their secret hiding places. And scorpions in the desert at night, if you have a black light, will glow bright green in the black night. And if you have not got a black light, they will look just like the sand around them. Phosphorescence at the edge of the sea, but only if you splash the water. Fireflies, glow worms, and the eyes of all animals who are awake. Duck dance. One kick makes a wave. One kick makes a wave back. What do you think? Two kicks makes two waves. And two kicks makes two kicks back. Things look promising. Kick, 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 kick. Wave, 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 wave. Kick, 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 kick. Wave, 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 wave. I'd say definitely interested. Flap, flap, flap. Definitely. Yes. Jumping around, because I don't want to be found fearing people uncomfortable with me being me and not seeing me being uncomfortable with them being them. I will be me, and they will be them. It is so much easier. The power of water to cut a great canyon. The power of ice, a river to polish. Immense walls of granite. The power of seeds to fill a planet with beautiful green leaves and trees. The power of me to see. I have a beautiful bumblebee drinking nectar from a gora flower blowing in the wind beneath my feet as my feet are resting in a patch of yarrow outside. So I'll continue with my Yosemite poem. If I am not so concerned about who may love me and spend some time loving me, then I can be concerned about who it is that I might like. That's a start. Highest pinnacles can be climbed with great difficulty. Once you reach the highest pinnacle, then you have a magnificent view. Then you have to climb down. I guess that is just the way it is. Graceful movement is another way to perceive and to relate to the beauty of nature. Oh, let me dance, early morning light,
with the trees all around me and the sun bathing the rocks above me. It is a way to fly. My spirit soars into the blue, high above me. Thank you. Oh, thank you for letting me come here one more time. And there's a little bird chirping has joined me today as I read my poems from Yosemite to you. Yep, they're joining me for sure. I welcome them. Okay, on with my poems. To the soft and sodden earth beneath me, full of pine needles and pine cones, and damp of early morning, how sweet the fragrance you release as the sun's warming rays fall upon you. I say thank you to the trees merrily dancing in the early morning light, graceful and calm. I dance with you. Let me, oh, let me take the low road that I may admire the rocks and trees from below and feel the soft, rich earth beneath me at each step. My at each step breaks. May oh let me follow this meandering path deep into the heart of the woods. I never want to return, and if I must, let me dance and remember, and always and always let me return. Bird watchers, lovers of the bird goddess, have a distinct sense of excitement, newness, vitality. This is a wonderful thing to see in old ladies. I lean heavily on my body at times, feeling there is not a strength to hold these muscles and bones together, as if those around me had more holding power to sustain than I do. That is a terrible feeling of deprivation. Let me lean in hard on my rock and know the strength in my own soul. It does not flow in from another source, but brims up from its own silent secret spring. Let me drink long of this, my own inner source. If all the fir trees die, then perhaps there will be a meadow again. These changes are all right. A field of flowers at dusk, with deep, soft, moist earth holding my feet, and a sliver of crescent moon suspended in the sky, and a pink cloud passing by, waiting and looking for a great gray owl to appear. The late day's light lingers so rich and soft. You can listen to it. You can feel it with your face and fingers. And everything is hushed and waiting for the great gray owl to appear. The bright sliver of moon against the pale pink darkening sky is disappearing into the black, feathery mass of pine trees at the border of the meadow. Sitting at the edge of the forest, at the edge of the meadow, waiting for a hooting. Will he come? Will he come? The great gray owl, flapping silently in the night, hunting. Will he come? When I love someone, it's as if suddenly my soul were outside myself, and I have to tug and tug it, like reeling in a great jumping fish, to get my spirit to stay inside this body of mine. I want to remain inside this moment's experience and not go leaping to an imagined next. So with great, deep gulps of air, I reel my soul back in, for I have found, leaping past this moment, love is not found. The stars are beginning to appear. There is absolute stillness, and yet a symphony thundering with silent small sounds filling every particle of air. The great gray owl did not come. Silence suspends this meadow. He did not come. The feeling of fall is in the air. It's a good, good feeling. Why should anything be more than it is right now? The stars are suspended in crystalline stillness. All things are dancing and sharing energy and merging many as if one, and dancing again as many, and so the dance is done, and I am clothed in the radiance of stars. Then let my soul leap out of this body wherever it will go. I will be whole, in and out of the net of this skin. Let me leap, and let me begin, and let me be, and let me be. Nets of skin, let the sweetness in. It comes and goes. Sunlight and moonlight fill the depth of my soul. The mist in the meadow lies in thick, low layers in the early morning air. Tick-a-dee-dee-dee. Yank, dank, yank, gronk, 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 goes the chickadee and the white-breasted nuthatch and the raven. And the sorrel is turning red with the night's cold in the field of yampa and beautiful tall and short grasses with feathery plumes. Checker bloom, spent cone flowers going to seed. Great gray owl in the early morning. Light and the cold, crisp, damp meadow air full of dew and mist, and he did not come. Going back through a stand of coneflowers and tall, bent corn lilies and trees covered with bright green lichens, field leaf and pussy paws and tall, stemmed lupins, juncos and Solomon's seal, and cold, damp air with the low-hanging mist in the early morning light. The birds sing in the early morning while gathering their food, communicating with each other or defending themselves. They don't sing at twilight so as not to announce their presence, their whereabouts to owls. Mockingbird does not seem to learn, and the ones that sing at 2 in the morning, you will soon find as a patch of feathers on the ground. I'm not sure when I've come back from Yosemite, but it seems I am back now in Topanga, continuing my roaming there. And I have another wonderful thing to do today. So please forgive me if I ask you to wait for the next poems from Lizard Rock. Will be continued very soon. I thank you for listening. I'm so glad you came. And I hope and pray all our bowls of light are filled with light and delight, and we can let go of all our heavy rocks. No heavy rocks today for me to carry, no heavy. I want to be light in my bowl of light. I want to hold light in my bowl of light. I want to be light in my bowl of light and carry heavy rocks. No more, let them go, let them go. It's time for me to hold light in my bowl of light. It's time for me to say goodbye to you now, and we'll catch up soon, I'm very sure. Thank you for going on my walk with me today. I hope we see each other soon, come what may. And I hope my songs and my poems found you in delight, holding light in your own bowls of light. I'll say goodbye for now. Bye for now. Bye for now. Farewell to you all from Singing Story Artist. Thank you for coming.